Praise the Lord, and God bless you, Pastor Rice, Sister Rose, and all the saints. This is Sister Diane Johnson, who's so thankful and blessed to be at the Overcomer. Thank you, Jesus, and praise your holy name, and thank you for your many blessings to this wretched, undone sinner. And I do pray for all the precious brothers and sisters everywhere, and ask your continued prayers for me, as they are appreciated. May the Lord help the saints to stand strong and fight the good fight of faith. Come quickly, Lord Jesus, come is my prayer. May the Lord bless all the saints everywhere, and Maranatha.
All right, saints, we're going to press on in. This is the day that the Lord has made. All right, we're on the battlefield. We want a war, good warfare. We want to please the one who's chosen us to be a soldier. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Brother Edward, Brother Timothy, why don't y'all go over and pray for Charlene? Okay. Praise the Lord. Man ought to always pray and not faint. We'll pray too. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Lord, what would you have us to do? Where would you have us to go? Help us now, Father, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, I do pray that you would help us this hour. Man ought to always pray and not faint. We would consider that, Lord. We would extract the profoundness from it, as with all your truth, Lord. Let it not be just euphemisms and cliches and key words. And we want to hear the truth and receive the truth and do the truth, Lord. So we do pray for all the situations, especially Charlene this hour. She's been throwing up for a while, Lord God. I mean, for the last several days. Yet your hand is still upon her. She's still your child. So we pray for deliverance, healing in Jesus' name. We look to you, Lord God. We hope in you and we trust in you. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. All right, prayer. Much talked about. We don't too often get it done, though. Talked about. Remember the congressman or senator that I talked about the other day? Scott Turner? Yeah, he said, prayer is the most effective weapon we have. Well, prayer is effective. Believing God's effective. The thing is getting it done. Men don't extol that so highly. That's why they don't get it done. You would think if we had access to Almighty God who loved us, we would get hold of that and get something out of it. Hey, no, I'm not talking right. Well, why aren't y'all excited? Don't y'all know the Lord is with you? The Lord thy God in the midst of thee? Don't you know he's mighty? Hallelujah. So I won't be too long, Lord. Just I'm endeavoring to do God's will. All right? Is that what you're trying to do? All right. Again, what I'm talking about is we say and do differently than we say. Everybody understand that? We say prayer is effective. That's what we say. We don't always follow through with that. We say God is good. Yeah, that's what we say, you know. And it is true.
Thank you, Hallelujah.
We have to speak God's word with power.
Yes.
And that means in faith, believing. Hallelujah. And
I believe, Lord.
By God's word, all things are pale.
Amen.
What about your situation?
Hallelujah.
God's word take care of it.
Glory.
Of course, you'll have to believe God's word.
Yes, Jesus. Amen.
Well, well.
Praise the Lord.
What about all those things that contradict God's word?
Hallelujah.
Well, you just have to overcome them.
Amen.
Y'all don't know that?
Woo!
Yeah, this explains or depicts our warfare.
Amen.
That God's word is good, and we can profit in it and get the victory in it.
Amen.
But of course, we have to overcome all the opposition against
it.
Some of it's in you.
Hallelujah.
See, you must acknowledge that.
That's right. Praise the Lord.
So prayer is most effective. That's why there's so much opposition.
Thank you, Jesus.
In you.
Hallelujah.
Not for me. In you to keep you from doing it. It's not in your neighbor. The opposition is in you.
Amen. Glory to God. Praise Jesus.
And it's upheld and encouraged by, you know, this stuff up here. We figure maybe if we could read some more books, get a new translation, learn some Greek, then we'd be able to get hold of something. You know. I ain't going to back up.
Y'all.
You all are not going to back me down. Absolutely not.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And what God is impressing upon my spirit is all that he's given us, and we act like he's not. That's unbelief. I don't care what you say.
Glory. Amen.
If God's given you something and you say, well, let me buy a book so I can, then you're denying that God's given it to you.
Amen.
Now, you know what your intellect's going to say.
Hallelujah.
Hmm? So, yeah, prayer is most effective.
Amen.
And there's opposition against. But the truth I'm telling you today, most of that opposition's in you. It's not in the pews. It's not in the altar.
Hallelujah.
Except the altar in your heart.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Now, of course, how we receive this will determine how we prosper.
That's right.
That's everything.
Praise Jesus.
Of course, we're going to blame somebody else.
Thank you, Lord.
Like I was telling Neil, he said something. And I said, well, as long as we got somebody to blame.
Thank you, Jesus.
You know that. That's the mindset we have.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Yeah.
So, what is prayer, I guess? Maybe we have to look in the Greek to see.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm going to make my point.
Yeah.
That's what we believe, see.
Yeah,
we believe if we can find something tangible, we can get more profoundness.
Right.
Yes, we do.
Yeah. Glory. Hallelujah.
See, it's pervasive.
Right. It is, brother.
You know. Well, you know, if Elijah was here, really? Oh,
really?
Oh, see what I mean?
Yes, that's
the mindset we have.
Praise the Lord.
Huh?
Glory.
Y'all know the Lord is here?
Yes.
Then that sells it. That sells it. That sells it. You know his grace is sufficient? Huh?
Praise the Lord.
Now, you all notice how I say it than how you say it.
That's right. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
I have grace to say it like this. Because there's something on the inside that caused me to say it like this. You know, when I talk about prayer, I don't talk from the Greek.
Amen, that's right.
I don't talk from the Hebrew. When I preach, I don't preach from the Hebrew. I don't preach from the Greek. I preach by the Spirit. And if you think you need if you think you need the Greek, then you don't hear the Spirit. I'm not preaching by the Greek. God sent me to preach by the Spirit. That's how I pray, in the Spirit. Huh? I pray in the Spirit. We're told to pray in the Spirit. Absolutely. Walk in the Spirit. Be led by the Spirit. We're sons of God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
So, hallelujah. So, Don't listen to the gainsayers.
That's right.
I told you that before.
Hallelujah.
Here's my definition.
Praise the Lord.
Gainsay.
Yeah, Jesus.
Deny, dispute,
right.
Or contradict.
Amen.
To say it in another way, if anybody's talking to you and they don't say what I say,
right.
Don't listen
Amen.
To them. Don't try to just don't listen to them.
That's right.
Otherwise, you're going to be confused.
That's right. That's the truth.
And God is not the author of confusion.
Thank you, Lord.
Huh? So leave the gainsayers alone. If they have something to say, I'll give them time they can say.
Exactly. Amen.
Amen. Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
If they won't say it now, you don't want to hear it.
Amen.
It's going to be subversive.
Yes. Thank you.
Huh?
Praise the Lord.
It's going to be subversive. You know, a new world order. a new community order. Yeah. Yeah, you know. A good idea. You know, somebody say amen in here.
Amen.
Now, don't you all know that God stirred me up to do this?
Yes.
And then you're going to look for some Greek translation? Come on, say. I'm provoked. Really, I am. You mean God's giving you the Holy Spirit and the altar to pray by? And we can't make some spiritual advance without some outside help? Come on now.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Our faith is always going to be tried.
That's right. Absolutely.
God told us that.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
It's also said that the trial of our faith is precious.
Yes, it is.
More than gold. More so than gold that fails.
Yes, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
So what we endeavor to do is keep the faith.
Amen.
And things that are likely to move us away, we don't mess with
Amen.
Them. No, don't make no sense.
Thank you, Lord.
If I just had to have the Greek translation, fine. But since I don't, leave it alone.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. That's we get drawn away because we think we're missing something.
Thank you, Lord.
God's given us all that we need. Everything that pertained to life and God. I'm just speaking the word.
Amen.
Now, it won't do you any good except you believe it.
Amen.
And that's hard to do.
Hallelujah.
I mean, if we're going to walk after our own way, what we like to do is pick and choose.
Yeah.
That's not how we believe.
Thank you,
no, it's not.
Right.
No, our endeavor is to believe God. Then we believe.
Yeah.
Which means once we figure out it's from God, that's all we need. We don't need Greek. We don't need the doctor to tell us.
Huh?
Well, we don't need the doctor to confirm that we're healed. No, God said we just believe it.
Yeah, Jesus. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Well, just what is fervent prayer?
Hallelujah.
Well, see, I'm asking rhetorical questions.
Yes.
Well, what is not fervent prayer?
Hallelujah.
See, there's answers to these.
Woo.
And we are full of malarkey when we act like we don't know the difference.
Thank you, Jesus.
We fool ourselves.
Amen.
Yes, we do.
Thank you, Lord.
And what you do is you call me a liar every day when you don't pray fervently.
Amen.
And you call God a liar every day when you don't. And
Thank
you say,
Lord.
Pastor Rice ain't saying it right.
Hallelujah.
Then you call God a liar again.
Amen.
If you want to say it differently, I'll sit down and let you say it differently. But don't do it later now.
Amen.
Settle down, Brother Kirk. Settle down.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I mean, if you're the preacher sent, then we want to hear it.
Amen.
We're just like old Cornelius.
Yes.
Yeah, we're here and we want to hear what God has told you to tell us.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord.
And I mean that. If God said it, I want to hear
it. Amen. Glory to God. Yes.
Don't tell me God told you and you got to hide it under a bushel.
Amen.
No, you put it up on the candlestick.
Yes, yes.
Shout it from the rooftop.
Amen. Ooh, yeah.
Amen.
Yeah, Jesus. Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's many things we've just learned and we need to unlearn.
Yep. Amen.
That, the way of the heathen.
Yes.
Because,
yeah. Thank you, Lord.
Bible said they were mingled with the heathen.
Yes.
And they learned their ways.
Absolutely.
Whoa, same with us.
Lord.
You know, we were born and then we were mingled with the heathen.
Right.
And we acted
Thank
like the heathen.
Lord. Praise Jesus.
And then we met the Savior.
Yeah.
And he told us that we were sons of God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
See? And now he said, you're sons of God.
That's right.
No, not like the heathen.
That's right. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Learn not the way of the heathen.
Thank you, Jesus.
See?
Praise the Lord.
Don't give honor to Christmas and Easter and and first day Sabbath. Don't do that.
Right.
See, don't.
Wow. Thank you, Lord. What a
come out of them churches.
Yeah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Come out of her, my people.
That's right. Amen.
Come out from among them.
Amen.
Be ye separate, saith the Lord.
Yeah, Lord.
Touch not the unclean thing.
Amen.
Then I will be your God.
Yes.
Y'all see there's conditions
yes,
there? As stipulations?
Yes.
And with everything,
amen.
God offers that stipulation.
Amen.
You'll have to believe it.
Yes.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Not just the words. You'll have to
that's
believe
right.
that he is God.
Yeah,
you'll have to believe that he is
oh, yes.
God.
Oh,
hey, you must believe that he is God. And that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. More rhetorical question. Just what is diligent?
Right. Amen.
Well, just what is slothful? Now, we deceive ourselves.
Hallelujah.
I give the example, and y'all don't follow.
Thank you, Lord.
I give the example of perfect.
Praise God.
I give the example of diligent. And you say, no, Pastor, it's my way. You are a damn liar. You're going to hell if you don't repent. See? I'm not going to take it back. I'm not going to back up. Huh? I didn't wake up this morning determined to do this. This is what God is putting on me right now. That's because I'm yielded to him right now. You don't know much about being yielded to God. If you do, then come along with me right now. The same spirit. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. Don't tell me you're in the spirit. Don't tell me you're in the spirit with all your contradictions. Yeah, we're quick to say one Lord, one faith, and then we don't
yes,
acknowledge
quick.
The one Lord.
Yes, very quick. Hallelujah. God, thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, thank you, Jesus. Oh. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. You know how people so easily acknowledge the power of prayer?
Yeah, Lord.
Whether they're healing or whatever.
Yeah, Lord.
And how they want you to pray for them.
Right.
They don't want to come over and be with us,
right.
but when they got a conflict, they y'all pray for us.
Yes.
Put us on the prayer list.
Yes.
Well, we pray for them anyway.
Amen.
According to the Spirit, though. See what I'm saying? Because that's how people pray, according to the Spirit. We have to work at that.
Hallelujah.
Huh? Well, yes, we do. Because the opposition against fervent prayer is in you. It's not in Pastor Wright, except concerning Pastor Wright. Otherwise, the opposition is in you.
Right.
You understand that?
Praise the Lord.
The main opposition is you won't acknowledge that your damn prayer is not fervent.
Right.
And as long as you believe that, you will not pray fervently. As long as you don't believe your sin is sin, you will never repent. Some grace from God must let you know that your sin is sin. Then you can repent. And if the command is to pray effectually and fervently, and you don't do it, and knowing to do good, that's sin.
Amen.
Well, Pastor Rice, who is the Antichrist? In you.
Yes.
See?
Hallelujah.
Y'all want to hear me preach this morning?
Yes.
Even now, there are many Antichrists.
Yes.
That's how we know it's the last time.
Hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord with me. Yeah, Lord. Woo.
Any spirit that doth not confess.
Right.
Confess.
Amen.
We have trouble with confession.
Thank you, Jesus.
You know why? We have to use our mouth.
Amen.
Well, we think our showing up is confession.
Hallelujah.
Absolutely not.
Yes.
With the mouth, confession is made.
Thank you, Jesus.
See? With the
mouth.
Hey, this is right out of the book.
Amen.
Y'all want it in Greek, I suppose.
Hallelujah.
Huh? With the mouth. With the mouth, confession is made unto salvation.
Amen.
So you wonder why some of you all are so quiet when you ought to be noisy.
Right.
Huh? Because
yeah.
the devil's working on
that's
you.
Right. Absolutely. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
And you call me a liar every day.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, you know what I do.
Thank you, Jesus.
I call you a liar.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Hallelujah.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Yeah, Jesus. Oh, praise the Lord.
Right out of the book.
Hallelujah.
With the heart we believe. Well, how do we confess? Well. Where's your cat got your tongue this morning? Hey, cat got your tongue? I'm not the only one with a big mouth in here. I see you. I can look at your eyes. Here's what you say. We don't need to do all that. Well, then don't listen to me. Get up and get out. If you don't believe what I'm saying, don't listen to me. Don't let me deceive you. Hey, don't let me deceive. Don't let me deceive you now. I don't want to deceive you. You better get out. With the mouth, confession is made. With the mouth, confession. With the mouth, confession. Y'all gonna be saved. You have to confess with your mouth. Settle down, Edie. Do you all understand that the devil's got a hold on y'all when you won't use your mouth? I'm gonna say the same thing every day. And you say, no, I'm holy. You are damn liar. You're under the influence of the devil. Why? Because the power is coming forth and you won't come along. You're just under the influence. Huh? Absolutely. Absolutely. Y'all don't want, don't show up. Y'all know how I talk. Huh? Don't you know by what spirit I speak? Well, you gonna call God a liar still? Thank you, Lord. Now, Kurt, what you need to do is we're in the prayer house. We need to hear you. We need to hear you. Yeah, praise you, Lord. I love you, Lord. That's when we need to hear you. You see how that operates? Not just now. We know you can talk, but we want you to talk when it's time to talk. Yeah, in the prayer house. When I say, Lord, help Brother Kurt to pray, say, hallelujah. Now, y'all might as well leave. Everybody that is content with their silent prayer, you might as well get the hell out. God's never content with it. Absolutely not. And the fact that you can't be convinced, it shows you what condition you're in. It's sad. It's sorry. Now, if you don't want to believe, you might as well leave. Y'all know how I feel. You know what's in my heart. I'm telling you. See? I'm not like you. You're double-minded. I'm telling you what's in my heart. I'm telling you, thus saith the Lord. Is that all right? Amen. Amen. Now, I know we like to hear about other things. Well, God's not like that. He addresses what needs to be addressed. Don't believe it's God. Understand, don't fool yourself. You're being deceived. If you're sitting here and disregarding everything I'm saying, you're digging a hole for yourself.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes, you are.
Yep. Yes.
Amen.
Yep. Absolutely.
Yes.
Why would anybody with a mouth not want to use it to glorify God? Huh? The answer is under the influence of the devil. Moreover, much of that influence is already there without the devil. See?
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
There is not a problem getting men to use their mouth. Absolutely not. Mr. Trump used his. Scott Turner used his. Mr. Elon used his. They just don't use it for the glory of God. You don't want to be in the same boat with them, do you? You got a mouth. You want to use it for the glory of God. We want to tell of his wondrous works. Huh? Of course he's wonderful. Yes, he is. I'm not asking y'all. This is how I make my confession. See? This is how I make my confession. The Lord is good. His mercy endureth forever. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Help me, Jesus. Good. I want to provoke y'all unto love and good works. Not to anger, Not to wrath.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
I've done it, but that's not my intent.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Praise
yeah,
Jesus.
Not my intent.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, Jesus.
The Lord sent me to tell you he loves you.
Yes.
He also sent me to tell you a righteous response.
Yes. Yes.
See?
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
We don't
yes.
believe one unless we believe the other. You know there's a righteous response to God's good gifts?
Yes.
Yes.
Well, y'all believe how I put it, or you believe the way you put it?
Hallelujah.
See? One of the most perfect ways is to say thank you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Amen.
You say it with your mouth, but it comes from the heart.
Thank you, Jesus. That's right.
You have trouble saying it with your mouth? See, I'm not going to preach it any different. I love God, but I'm not, no.
Yes, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
That's not love.
Thank you, Lord.
Hearing is love.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Huh? Not that we love God, but that he first loved us. Well, how do we know? He must have told us, huh?
Yeah.
Y'all know what our response should be?
Yeah.
I love you too. Huh? Y'all never done any courting? Hey, y'all never done. Now, when the boyfriend said, I love you, what did the girlfriend say?
Hallelujah, I love you.
We're stubborn, aren't we? We're just stubborn, aren't we? Huh? Does not Yahweh say, I love you? When does he say it? All the time, every time. See? The reason we don't hear it like that, we're looking for the Greek. It's not in the Greek. No, it's not in the Greek. God loves you. It's not in the Greek. It's not in the Hebrew. It's not even in the English. Oh, it's in the Spirit. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells, now we're going to argue about that, huh? Why is the Bible? The Bible is the one that told me God loves me. Must be, huh? Must be the word of life.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Why do you get so noisy, Pastor, right? Grace of God?
Amen.
You, that's my answer.
That's right.
You all get noisy. Yeah, you do. Yes, you do.
Yes.
Yes, you do.
Yes. Thank you, Lord. So true.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
There may be one in here that don't get too noisy, but the rest of us, we get noisy.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes. So true.
Praise the Lord.
You.
When we have the right provocation.
Hallelujah.
Huh? Y'all don't like my provocation. Or he's provoking us to worship God. I'm trying to. To get beside herself. Yeah, he's trying to. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. You know what prayer has been told to be is your wish list. You take all your wish lists and say, here, you know, like for Santa Claus. That we learned the way of the heathen, didn't we? Huh? Huh? We learned the way of the heathen. Hallelujah. Prayer is comes from God. That's why most of us don't pray, because we won't say what God wants us to say. He wants me to say, I love you. I can't say that. That's too goofy. That make me look silly. Well, that's so we can't pray. See what I'm saying? That's so we can't pray. God said, ask me for some help. Tell me you need mercy. Oh, I can't pray. I can't pray. See? Well, I know you do. God knows we need mercy. And he delights in it. He quenches in mercy. Yeah, he's gracious. He's long-suffering. Now, the reason we do not get the fullness from it is because we look to things like another translation. I'm using, you know, what's going on for edification. It's not necessarily in the Greek, but it's some other form of in the Greek. Because all that we need, we have. We have instruction. We have an example. We have a pattern. We have the Spirit. See? And up on Mars Hill, they were the same disposition. They had a God for everything. Because they didn't find one sufficient. Well, what about when we look for other things? Then we say our God's not sufficient. I'm not going to change it. If you're looking for something else, then you're not satisfied.
Huh?
If you're out whoring around, committing fornication, then you're not satisfied. You're not satisfied.
Huh? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Well, how does God satisfy us? Well, He changes.
Yes.
Because the way we are, He can't satisfy us. We can't satisfy Him. No. Impossible. And no. If we're going to please God, He'll have to change. And if we're going to be pleased with God, we'll have to be changed. And with many of them, God was not well pleased. With many of us, God is not well pleased. See? Hallelujah. Because they hear my words, but they won't do them. Well, who does that pertain to? You. Well, who's hearing it? Hey, they hear my words, but they won't do them.
That's right.
They're not building on the rock.
That's right.
Amen. When we hear and do not, we build our house on the sand. Y'all know where I find it at?
Yeah.
You know how it profits me?
Yeah.
I believe it.
That's right.
And you shake off that unbelief.
Right.
Huh? It is the sin.
Yeah,
lay it aside.
Amen.
Don't justify it. Lay it aside. Lay it aside. I believe Jesus is coming. But I don't believe Pastor Rice tells it right about fervent prayer. Well, if you don't believe one, you don't believe the other.
Hallelujah.
Hey, y'all look at me. I don't believe Pastor Rice talks right about fervent prayer. I believe Jesus is coming. You're a liar. They're inseparable. Well, you're not going to convince me. I probably won't. Huh? My hands will be clean, though. Hallelujah.
Huh?
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Come on, I'm just stirred up. How is it, you know, God put this in me and I bring it out and you have trouble with it and then you want to go find a Greek or want to go read another book? Come on, it's no problem with reading, but you need to believe what I'm saying. Y'all go to the library, don't you? Yeah, I know y'all check out the books. Well, that's okay, but don't you want to believe what I say? Really? Well, we're not 100%, you know. Prayer comes from God. Anything that's acceptable to God comes from God. Now, this is a profound truth. We don't believe it because we're looking for other means. We've got all we need to get get to the height and the depth and the width. Yeah. Read it in your own Bible. Oh, not the right track. I see. We need to prop it up with something, huh? A mixed faith with it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, when people ask for prayer, usually they want God to agree with them. That's the exact opposite of prayer. Huh? That's the exact opposite of prayer. Exact opposite.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
He tells us how to pray.
Yes.
All that he wants us to be, then we pray that.
Amen. Yes.
We are.
Yes.
Lord, let our prayers be effectual. Lord, let them be perfect. With your mouth. See? Now, if you all don't want to follow my example, you might. Y'all mocking me now. You're mocking me. This is the example. Huh?
Praise God. Praise Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now, don't tell me you're dumb and stupid.
Praise the Lord.
You know, you got an example or a pattern.
Yes, Jesus.
You got a jig. And we still can't get it right. Got a form to be poured into, and we still can't. Come on. Come on. Come on. You're just stubborn. You're stubborn. You're rebellious.
That's
the truth. That's why you're having trouble with it.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Y'all know Jesus Christ is our example?
Yes.
Well, how did he pray?
Hallelujah. Amen.
How did he tell you to pray? How did he tell you to pray?
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
His disciples did ask him, are we his disciples? Why are we so stubborn then? Why don't we understand that this is something evil working? Why don't we just admit that? Why don't we just say this is something evil working? Stop looking at your neighbor. Hey, say, this is some evil working. I can't get my mouth open to praise God. This is wicked. This is wicked. This is wretched. This is Antichrist. See? Y'all hang on. The more I do this, the more some dig in. And here we are, one body, one spirit. Yeah, come on. Now, when they get ready, and they won't admit that that's wicked. Now, maybe I won't convince them, but I will tell them. See?
Tell it.
Tell it.
Huh? What shall I render unto the Lord? He's told us. For all his benefits toward us. I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As long as we keep praying our own prayers, then we don't believe what God said about prayer. Prayer comes from God. And the first prayer he teaches you to pray is on the set.
That's right. Yes. Yes.
We don't want to forget that prayer. See? We don't want to forget that prayer. Lord, be merciful to me, a sinner. Now notice all the notable prayers in there, you know, you prophets and apostles. Notice how they prayed. They did confess their sins. And the sins of the people. And they confessed that the Lord was able to help. See?
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. He'd have to convict us that we need help. See?
Yes.
That's the first work of grace. Once grace does its first work, nobody have to say, repeat after me. No, they don't. No, they don't. No.
Yeah, Lord.
God will pray through you.
Oh, yeah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yeah, yeah. Save me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Deliver me, Lord. Oh, bless your name, Lord.
Oh, Jesus.
He has shown thee, oh man. What is good? What the Lord requires of thee. I just take that, you know, face value. He's shown the old man what's good, what's required. See? But to do justly. Love mercy. Walk humbly with thy God. Hallelujah. As I was said in the book of Micah. Huh? Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus said, I'm the good shepherd. He said, I go before the sheep and I call them by name. Oh, you hear the Lord calling your name? Hallelujah. Well, when he talk about rebellion and not praying right, I don't. He's probably talking to somebody else. I see. Hallelujah. Example.
Yes.
Pattern.
Yes.
Mold.
Yes.
Yeah. Example. I mean, this is something before, so we won't have excuse.
Right.
You know, really.
Thank you, Jesus.
We make excuse.
Yeah, Lord. Praise the Lord.
God said, come, and we, with one consent, make excuse.
Lord.
Oh, let them holy rollers go down there and pray loud.
Yeah.
Let the hypocrites go pray loud. I'm not going to pray like that. I don't care if it mars the unity or not. Let them hypocrites do it.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, them old kissers that bleed past the rights. Hey, they suck up. Hey, praise the Lord. I don't do that. I don't do that. Hey, I don't do that. Hallelujah. Hey, I don't do that. Praise the Lord. We're between a rock and a hard place. Yeah, we are. We're going to talk about will for a while. Hallelujah. Of his own will.
Yes.
He begat us.
Yes.
What mercy.
Thank you, Lord.
Not by the will of man,
that's
not by the will of flesh.
That's right.
See?
That's right.
But of God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank
you, Lord. Now, the reason the will of God is made known unto us is so we can do it.
Amen.
Y'all mock me when I tell you that we should open our mouth and you purpose to shut it.
Yeah, Lord. Amen.
See? Really?
Right.
Really? Really? You know, you say, well, God send a pastor, but we ain't going to listen to him. You don't say that. That's what you do. You understand? You do make your point, and I make mine. Hallelujah.
Yes,
well, you're not going to change me. That's not my part.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Yes, hallelujah.
I would you would receive this engrafted word with meekness,
amen.
Which is able to save your soul.
Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Some of us in here are in agreement with the one that said, you can't save nobody with that crap you preach. Yeah, that same spirit. Same spirit. I'm still standing. I still have faith. I still believe God. Hallelujah. I'm still going to proclaim the truth. I'm going to war a good warfare. I'm going to fight a good fight.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Sister Bakia gave me a testimony. I didn't ask for it.
Amen.
Bakia is real.
Amen. Amen.
That's right.
Huh?
That's right.
Don't set her at naught.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Oh, thank you, Lord. I was speaking about my dilemma. I guess you all know about it. I don't know if we all, you know, receive any instruction from it or not. But, you know, I would reluctantly go to the house of prayer because my mind wasn't right. And I wasn't too vocal. One day, Bakia said, I heard you say, thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Am I saying this right?
Yes.
Amen. That's right.
She got excited.
Amen.
Not everybody. You understand?
Yes, I do.
She said she got excited. She, Pastor Rice is saying, thank you, Jesus. This don't mean anything to some of y'all. You know why? You know why it don't mean anything to you? Huh? You know why?
Yes. Hallelujah. It's true. Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
True.
Hallelujah. So many times, Sister Bakia has blessed me with her testimony. I never asked her for those. When she was talking about how her praying in Arabic, how it got in her way, I didn't mention anything about the Hebrew and the Greek. I don't know what we were talking about when either, but she said it as her testimony. She said, but the Lord delivered me. Huh? You would think if a man could pray in Arabic, he'd be doing good, huh? Well, if he could pray in the spirit. Of course, we'll have to understand that praying in the spirit is not of us. It's not of you. And that's why most can't pray. That's why we're not free to worship. Because we say, this is how I do it. See? We don't care that God by the Spirit said, do this. You know, that I don't dip in the Jordan. You know, I dip over here. I don't wash in the pool of Siloam. I wash over here. See? See what I'm saying?
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, thank you, Lord. So if we don't pray, it's not going to help us. Us saying prayer is most effective. Is not effective. Huh? That's not effective. That's what the heathen do. Yeah, they do. They say, pray for me, I'm praying. Thoughts and prayers. Yes, they do. Hallelujah. I'm hold on. You know, I heard, pray God and make me feel better. You know, someone who is doing this, pray God and make them stop. Thank you, Lord. Thy kingdom come.
Yes.
Thy will be done.
Amen.
I will not back up from it.
Right.
The problem we have is we hold on to our will. And we won't even pray the other way, at least not out loud. Yeah, I don't hear you saying, not my will. You hear me saying it. I am the example. I'm an example that God has set before you. You are an example too. So you should be saying, not my will, not my will. Why? Because Jesus Christ said, pray like this. Not my will. Huh? Now, my will is not to open my mouth, but not my will. See where we are? See where we are? So we're not praying to God, are we? We're a bunch of hypocrites. Yeah, Pastor Rice is not the hypocrite. No, not my will. See? How about you? Y'all gonna pray with me this morning? Hey, can y'all pray with me? Not my will. You see why we want the Greek and Hebrew? So we won't have to do what we need to do. That's why we need a new preacher, huh? Somebody give us revelations, right? See? That's what we need? Huh? Prophesy. Okay. Y'all hear me? Hallelujah. Amen.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, whatever God wants done, he gets it prayed. He gets it prayed. Absolutely. It's just part of the way God works.
Thank you, Lord.
Somebody prayed you here. Hallelujah. At least we can do it pray with them. At least we can do it pray with them. Hallelujah. Well, lead us in the prayer. Not my will. See why y'all don't like me. And not my will. Now we won't pray. Now we won't pray. Now we won't pray. Well, Pastor Rice, it's not the time. Really? Man ought to always pray. And not faint. Let me lead us in the prayer. Hey, saints, I'm going to lead us in the prayer. Not my will. Not my will. Not my will. Not my will. Hey, not my will. Y'all wearing me out. Y'all know how to pray, don't you? Well, pray. Say, not my will. Hallelujah. All right, Edie, you're making a lot of noise today.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Hallelujah. Jesus. You got your nice boots on.
Oh, yeah, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. To God be the glory. One day, this is to God be the glory. I was praying in the prayer house in the spirit, interceding. I was praying, and every now and then, Bakia came out, and I'm like, Bakia? I must be praying about Bakia. And I just kept praying, hallelujah, glory, Jesus. And then I went up to Bakia. I said, Bakia. In my tongues, I'm praying, Bakia. I said, either I'm praying for you or I'm praying in Arabic. And I said, what's it mean? She said, it means endurance. I said, glory to God. Hallelujah. Endure, sister. Hallelujah. Yeah, glory to God. To God be the glory.
Hallelujah.
Amen. It's a gift from God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory, glory.
Yes.
That's the sign of strength. Persevere. If you faint, your strength is small. So strength is to persevere. Continuing instant in prayer. Rejoicing in hope. Patient in tribulation. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Well, we would just believe the truth. Oh, yeah. You know, we come up with all other kind of reasons and other than what the preacher preached. Y'all know that. Y'all gainsaying. That's what gainsaying is. I'm speaking the truth by the Spirit of God. Not with enticing words of men's wisdom, but in the Spirit and power and demonstration. See? Now, what's the problem?
That's right.
Y'all tell me what the problem is.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Speak the same thing.
Yes. Amen. Yes. Thank you, Lord. Yes.
It's very simple to do.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Yes. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Follow the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Simple.
Yes.
Where are you finding it? My yoke is easy.
Yes.
My burden is light.
Yes. Yes.
Hmm?
I wear an easy yoke.
Thank you, Lord. More enlightenment on that, the way of the transgressor is hard.
Yes, amen.
Why is it hard for me to come along with the other saints and use my mouth?
Right.
Transgressor.
Yes, absolutely. Oh, praise the Lord.
Why is there so much talk about using our mouth? Because we don't use it right.
Hallelujah.
And when I reprove you, you reject
amen.
What you say is, I use my mouth right. I talk about Pastor Rice. I talk about everybody else too.
See,
and you do.
Yeah, Lord Jesus.
And you do. Hey. I ask for what I want. And you do. You just won't pray to God. Because you would have to say, not my will. See? Hallelujah. That's not how I pray, Pastor. I know. You're a transgressor. Y'all know the pattern for prayer?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, we have to see what it said in the Greek, right?
Yes, Jesus.
Huh?
Yeah. Glory.
I'm not saying this right?
Yes, perfect. Perfect.
Pattern's always the same.
Yes.
After the world, they keep turning things upside down. But Jesus Christ is the same.
Amen.
Same.
That's
right.
Same.
That's right. Huh? God's love for you. See?
Thank you, Lord.
So that you can love Him.
That's right.
And love your neighbor.
Amen.
And fulfill the law.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
We're looking for something that say, well, I'm above so and so. No, you won't find that.
No, you won't.
Not in the book of truth.
That's right.
You have to look in the other book for that. Hallelujah. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. Well, God raised up one voice that there would be no confusion. Anybody ever heard that? How do we hear? How do we hear it, huh? Y'all tell me that. Well, Pastor Rice, that was Brother Stair. Well, how did he say we should pray?
That's right.
Oh, you see there, y'all just a bunch of hypocrites.
Right.
You won't even answer me.
Right.
Well, it's one thing to say God raised up one voice so there'd be no confusion. Then why don't you listen to the voice?
That's right.
Where is your voice at the
Hallelujah.
Hour of prayer? Huh?
Hallelujah.
See? Oh, I'll preach it, but I ain't going to do it. So you do?
Yeah, can't help it. Glory!
Well, where's your voice at the hour of prayer?
Hallelujah.
Huh?
In my mouth.
Mark on.
Hallelujah. Yeah, Lord.
Of course, you don't believe that you're marking, do
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Glory to God.
How did I get in this situation?
Hallelujah.
Rebellion. Disobedience.
Yes. Huh?
How can I get out? Yet opposite.
Yes.
Turn it around.
Yes.
Y'all really wise, aren't you?
Hallelujah.
If you haven't been adding your voice in the prayer house, how do you turn that around?
Amen.
See?
Yeah, Lord.
Huh? Praise the Lord.
Oh, Jesus. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him, to show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass. And he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John, who bear record of the word of God and of the testimony of Jesus Christ and of all things that he saw. John, to the seven churches which are in Asia, grace be unto you, and peace from him which is, which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us. Y'all don't understand that? Yes. Unto him that loved us, yes, and washed us from our sins, yes, in his own blood.
Yes.
Y'all don't understand that?
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Huh? Yes. Now, I was blessed with the message yesterday,
yes,
because it just came out of, you know,
yes,
really.
Yes.
We talked about study to show thyself be approved. So we emphasized approved.
Yes, Lord.
Huh?
Yes.
Well, we
yes,
talked about how Peter said, he that fear God and work righteousness,
yes,
is approved or accepted by God.
Yes.
Huh? That not he that commendeth himself is approved.
That's right. Amen.
But he who God commendeth.
Yes.
See?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Yes.
Is God going to commend us for learning the Hebrew or obeying him?
No.
Huh? We got a few witnesses in here. I'll tell you the truth. He's going to commend them that obey him. He's going to reward them that obey him. We don't need the Greek for it. Huh? We don't need another doctrine for it. Huh? We don't need revelation on prayer.
That's
we just
right,
need to pray.
That's
see?
Right.
See? See, what we like
yes,
to say is we need revelation. That prophesy. Well, you won't even do what you know.
Right. Amen.
Y'all don't know to lift your voice and pray?
Yes.
And you say, not my will? Hallelujah. The Bible says, study to be quiet.
Right. Amen.
It does say.
Yes.
Yes. We won't look into that.
Thank you, Lord.
God would be pleased, you know.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Yes. We put on our meek and quiet spirit.
Yes.
Guess what?
Jesus.
Oh, God said, that's so nice.
Yes. Yes.
See?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Well, it says that Jesus Christ went about doing good.
Amen.
Prophet, mighty in word and deed.
Yes, Lord.
He approved of God.
Yes.
You know how that happened.
Yes.
Not in rebellion.
Not
see, we, whatever way you put it, we just won't be convinced.
Not
what's rebellion? That's when
that's
you,
right,
you know,
amen,
say no.
That's
amen,
right. Yes, Lord.
Not your will, but mine. Y'all know that's rebellion?
Yes, absolutely.
Hey, not your will, God, mine.
Right.
We're good at it, aren't we?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That's not prayer. That's Antichrist. Even now, are there many Antichrists? Many. That's how we know it's the last time. Hallelujah. Oh, help me, Jesus. Behold, he cometh with clouds. Well, let me get back to this and wash us from our sins in his own blood.
Yeah, Lord.
I am positive that that's really all we need to come in the fullness of the knowledge of the Lord. If we understand that God died to take away our sin,
he
rose for our sins. That's all we need.
Yes.
Really?
That's right.
That's all we need. That's all we need.
That's right.
The reason it don't help us, we don't believe it like we ought to. Like we don't believe we should lift our voice in prayer. See, there's numerous things that we say we believe, then we don't believe it. How do you know? By your works. By your fruit.
Right. Amen.
Help me, Jesus.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. It's God's love.
Yes.
And his love is demonstrated by his gift.
Amen.
That's all we need to understand. That's what we need.
Yeah,
now, I'm telling you, you'll get no more profound knowledge,
Amen.
No more revelation
right.
than to understand that.
Amen.
And see, the things that you hear from the throne room every day, you just toss aside.
Right.
That's because you're looking for something
right, exactly.
else.
That's true.
That's because you're dull of hearing.
Amen.
See?
True, Lord.
I come in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
If
yes.
another come in his name, I guess you'll receive it.
Right.
You know how the game says come to you, don't you?
Right. Thank you, Lord.
They come in their own name.
Right. Exactly.
Don't receive them.
Amen. No.
Paul said, if they don't agree with what I say and consent to wholesome
Amen.
Words and
right.
sound, he said, don't listen to
Amen.
Them. I say the same
Amen.
Thing.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Now, I know you might get your little committees together.
Right.
Let us talk about fervent prayer, Pastor Rice. Well, go ahead.
Yep.
See, go ahead.
Yep.
That's how we do it.
Yep.
We don't say it like that, but that's how we do it.
Praise God.
Huh?
Praise God. Thank you, Lord.
Yep.
Jesus.
Huh?
Yep. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
If God says speak the same thing, then he's pleased when we speak the
yes.
same thing.
Amen.
And when
Amen.
We do anything contrary to that, he's not pleased.
That's right. Amen.
What do you speak, Pastor Rice?
Hallelujah.
When we pray,
Hallelujah.
Say, not my will.
That's right.
Now, are you going to speak the same?
Amen.
Y'all going to speak the same?
Glory.
Of course, this is not sound doctrine, is it? Huh? It's the doc. Let me expound it, okay? Lord, teach us to pray as John taught his disciples to pray. Huh? He said, when you pray, acknowledge that God is your Father. Huh? Acknowledge that he's holy. See? Huh?
Yeah.
Say thy kingdom come.
Right,
God. Thy will be done.
Will be done. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Give us our daily bread.
Yeah, Lord, thank you, Jesus.
Well, yeah, give it to us and we'll look at it and see if it's what we want. Is that how we do it? Y'all know this is bread?
Yes.
You get it daily? Oh, bless your name, Lord.
Lord, bless his holy name. Thank you. I
thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
That's why it's written on these two commandments
yes.
that hang all the law and the prophets.
Yes.
And what that actually means,
yes.
that in those two commandments,
yes.
You can get everything that God says.
That's right.
Everything that God wants.
That's right.
Is that how you read it?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
What's the rest of the book? It just expounds.
Hallelujah.
It just expounds.
Amen.
When I went to school, they taught us the golden rule.
Right, amen, yes.
It's in the Bible.
Yes.
Yeah, it is.
Yes, it is.
Huh?
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
As you would that men do unto you, do you also unto them.
Amen.
It's in the Bible.
Right, amen. True.
Huh?
True.
All right, if you pour out your heart and preach, you want folk to mock you
no.
and be rebellious,
no.
then don't do it.
That's right.
See how I cover it every way? See how I cover it every way? Well, we're still going to not change. I see. All right, I see. Stubbornness. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Jesus. Now, I really believe that. Good master, what's the great command? And it is, love God.
Amen.
With all that is within you, with your whole being.
Amen.
That's how we give to God. We give our all. We don't hold back.
No.
I've got a mouth, Lord, but I'm not going to open it for you. I hear you pleading with us.
Yeah, Lord.
Yeah.
True.
I'm still not going to do it.
Hallelujah.
See?
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, praise.
Somehow it encroaches upon me.
Praise Jesus.
It's an encroachment,
thank
God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
You want me to speak the same thing as the lesser members of the body?
Hallelujah.
Huh? Don't you know I'm in the higher echelon?
Huh?
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Yeah. You preach the truth.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
In the higher echelon.
Right. Yeah.
Hmm?
Yeah.
You don't expect me to act fool like Pastor Rice, do you?
Glory.
I think that's much foolishness.
Thank you, Jesus.
I thought it was important that I'd apply myself.
Mighty God.
Again, we're wise in our own conceit.
Right.
Because our intellect have us decide what it is.
Right.
Faith has us to obey.
Amen.
See, once our intellect get hold of it, we won't get the other done. And it's not the object. God could have told a man to go wash in some other pool. It wasn't the pool that healed him. So these simple things that I tell you by the Spirit, it's not these things that's helpful. It's the obedience in it. You can't find that in the Greek. If you can't understand by me saying it now, the Greek will not help.
That's right.
That's why I get stirred up when somebody say, no, because you can't understand this by the Spirit that I'm telling you.
Amen.
And you believe a Greek translation going to help you?
Beautiful, brother.
Come on here.
Yeah. Amen.
Y'all don't hear what I'm saying?
Yes. Clearly.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Clearly.
Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, thank you, Lord. I, John, who am your brother, how about that? And companion in tribulation, and in the kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ, was in the isle that is called Patmos for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. Well, how do you explain that? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We read it and we don't all come to the same conclusion. Lord's Day. Hallelujah. So, the day of the Lord is the day of the Lord. It's judgment. It's the Lord's Day. Hallelujah. The day of the Lord. Well, that's the coming of the Lord. It's in the book many times. And for us to understand the things of God, I'm being redundant, is by our submission and obedience.
Amen.
You can get whatever book you want to.
Right.
We have good opportunity now to get greater understanding.
Yes.
But it would have to be by submission and obedience.
Yes. Amen.
If we don't understand that's how Jesus Christ got exalted, the damn Greek won't help us.
No,
it won't help you to open your mouth.
No.
If you had the Greek, you would give God glory?
No.
Huh?
No.
We should give him glory, though, don't we? I mean, if we can... Wait a minute. If we can't find that we need to give God glory in this book, we won't find it in another one.
Thank you, Lord.
You hear me, Brother Driver?
Yeah, Lord.
Now, Rose talking about Driver's condition one time said, in the funk. You know, that's some vernacular. You know, and Brother Driver got in the funk. He's not the only one in the funk.
No.
See?
Right.
I just say everything, don't I?
That's right. Glory
to God. Yeah, this is a undesirable condition.
That's right.
For him and for you.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
He makes some effort,
yeah,
and more than some of us do.
Hallelujah.
But he's departed from the place that God brought him.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
And many of us have.
Yes.
We come here and there's others that have physically gone back.
Right.
And there are some that are right here,
right,
and we keep going back.
Amen.
We
Amen.
Keep going back.
Amen.
Or say, come this way, walk
Amen.
This way, do this, and we keep drawing back, drawing back, drawing back.
Thank you, Lord. Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Well, there was this one time that driver came down and supposedly got delivered, and I believe he did. Yeah, that was his own testimony. And, you know, for a little while, he was back on the mark. Now he's falling back from that. Of course, we're here to see it. Why? Why? Absolutely. Absolutely. If you're going to explain something, then expound on steadfastness.
Amen. Yes.
Because that's what's required.
That's right.
It goes along with the persevering.
Yes.
And continuing.
Right.
Now, most of us came here like new brooms.
Hallelujah.
The voice said so. But we didn't continue like new brooms. Only a few. Which lets you know that God's grace is sufficient. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Only if you have continued
right.
in that same intensity,
praise the Lord.
That same resolve,
yes.
that same commitment
yes.
that they came here with.
Yes.
Most have found something else to do,
thank you,
something else to pursue.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus. Something else to listen to. So when I looked at will, it says depend on what context is used, which is right. Let me find it for you, okay? I'm going to be coming to the conclusion. We're going to talk about this will, though.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We could just say from the beginning, we will be saved by God's will. And his will overrule our will. There's no other way for us to be saved. There's no salvation in your will. Huh? Now, God is God. If you give it to him, he can work salvation. And he needs that to work your salvation. See? So what God needs to work your salvation, you need to give it to him. It says, save me. Save me, Lord. Here's my will. Save
yes.
me, Lord. See what? See, I didn't learn that by the Greek.
Right, no.
Amen. And I'm trying to expound it to you, not
That's
by the
right.
Greek.
Amen. Hallelujah. Got it. Glory. Amen. Got it. Yes. Praise the Lord.
Depending on the context it's used in, will is four letters, W-I-L-L. As an auxiliary verb, which means it's used with another verb, express future tense. Huh?
Amen.
Jesus Christ will come.
Yes.
Future tense.
That's right.
Thank you, Lord. As a noun representing determination,
right.
conscious choice,
yes.
I will serve the Lord.
Yes.
How about that? Hallelujah. Mental power, perseverance, or drive to accomplish a goal, intent or promise. Hallelujah. I am going to. Willingness. Showing consent. Now, God would save us. He needs our consent. That means we will to be saved. And willing to be saved is to relinquish our will.
Yes.
It's a bunch of malarkey if you think that your will left in your hands is salvation. If you don't know but that by now, there's nothing else will help you. And you see what I'm getting? We think, well, you know, if I could just hear another preacher, you know, maybe read another book, just something else. And I'm telling you, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have it. That's what you need to know. And it's all the fullness of God is in it. Absolutely. He died to take away your sins. He rose for your justification.
Yes, Lord. That's
And our reluctance or inability to get excited at that lets you know our dullness.
Amen.
It's not that, well, Pastor Rice, all he wants, all I want is to glorify God.
Right.
Is that not what you want?
Yes, absolutely.
Yet not I, it's God in me that wants to glorify God.
It is.
You know, my old man don't want to glorify God.
Hallelujah.
Huh? But I'm in Christ. That means I'm a new creature. And I have commandment.
Yes.
Depart from iniquity.
Amen.
What's iniquity? Well, it's how you pray.
That's right.
It's how you respond to the preacher.
That's right.
I tell you how to do it.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Praise the Lord.
Maybe I don't tell you right, huh?
Hallelujah. Perfectly.
Thank well, that's Jesus. What some say.
Yeah.
What
I say.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes,
Jesus. Choice. Showing consent, choice, freedom, or capacity to describe what one wants. Someone put, I found this on my table. It says, yes, you may do as you please. See? Mm-hmm. This is a track. Mm-hmm. Yep. But it won't turn out good for you. Now, we lay these around and we see how we do.
Yep.
This is the truth. You don't need the Greek to understand it. If you need the Greek to understand this, you're all men most miserable. What I'm saying is, we need to submit to God in every way and all the way. Huh?
Beautiful. Yeah. Yeah. Jesus.
God resists the proud.
Amen.
He gives grace to the humble. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, Jesus.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
Yeah. Glory, Jesus.
So how do we submit? We say, hear my Lord. What would you have me to do? Well, when I speak as oracles of God, y'all spit it out. See, you all think I'm going to accept that. I'm not going to, and God's not going to. If I tell you, and you keep spitting it out because of your iniquity or your spirituality, you know, that's how I take it, brother. Absolutely. Hallelujah. Well, Pastor Rice. Thank you, Lord. Y'all don't admit that it's foolishness for us to come aside to do this and then not agree with it? Well, see, some don't agree with me. See how bound we are? And here is our testimony. I'm free.
Yes, I am.
Pastor Rice, don't trick me. Absolutely not. See? Huh? He don't move me away from my stance.
Hallelujah.
See? I'm free.
I'm
free. I'm free. Hallelujah. Well, don't you understand, Pastor Rice, that Jesus Christ came and they did the same concerning him? I do. I don't take it personally.
No.
I'm telling you the truth, though.
Hallelujah.
I expect, and you should too,
yes.
if you demonstrate,
yes.
emanate
yes.
Jesus Christ,
yes.
that the world, the devil is going to spit it out.
Yes.
They're going to disdain
yes.
you.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
They're going to despise and reject you. Now, I maintain that I'm speaking by the Spirit. When you all despise and reject this, then I understand what's going on. And I know you deceive yourself. You say, yeah, if Jesus Christ himself came and said that, well, open up your book. Open up your book. Deception is just deception. And it only gets you more deception.
Yes. Yes. Praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord.
Hmm? We have commandment concerning deception. You know what God said? He said, don't be deceived.
That's right. Amen.
Of course, we want to be not deceived, but we want to do it our way. Impossible.
Right.
Already you are deceived.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
God is not mocked.
No.
Understand
no.
that. Whatever you sow, that's what you reap. And that's why some are in their bondage now.
Yes, amen.
You know, it's the demonstration of what you've been doing in your closet.
Right, amen. Yep. Praise the Lord.
Help you. Amen.
Glory.
When you really get in your closet with God, when you're before men, they know you've been in there.
That's right. Amen. Amen. Amen.
And if you ain't, they know that too.
Yep.
Y'all. You will not back me down.
No.
You need to understand what I'm saying. It will set you free. All of this foolishness and contrary stuff that you've been doing, it's manifest. That's why you don't light up. That's why you don't light up. That's why you reject what I'm saying. That's why. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Of course, that's man's treasure, you know. His will.
Yes.
But once he got that, brother, he's satisfied.
Thank you, Jesus.
Once there's only one way he can prosper with that.
That's right.
Got to turn it over.
Yep. Amen.
Invest it.
Yes.
In Jesus Christ, the Savior.
Hallelujah.
Huh? It'll bring great dividends. It'll bring you great dividends. Absolutely. Huh? Invested in the Son of God, in Jesus Christ the righteous.
Glory to God. What a mighty God. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise God.
Oh, but the lie is, you know, God's trying to trick us and takes things away from us, trying to make us look bad. Otherwise, we'd obey him.
Sure.
Really, God don't mean it like that.
Sure.
Let's see what it says over
sure.
here.
What they say? Yes.
How do you say submission in the Greek?
Ooh, Jesus.
It won't help you.
Not my will.
No. You mean if I learned a new language, it'd help me not to be rebellious?
No. Not at all.
I'm talking to y'all.
That's right.
Maybe I don't want to be delivered from my rebellion.
Exactly.
Maybe I just want to learn some new things. Y'all know Satan works with this? Yes, yes, ma'am. Some new thing. That's what they were doing up on Mars Hill. They said, we're going to cover all the bases. We're going to inquire of all the gods. We're going to leave none out.
Amen. There it is.
Huh? We're Greek and we're wise.
Thank you.
We're going to check out all the gods. And make sure they didn't miss any. The unknown God. You don't know him, he can't help you. You know that? You don't know him, he can't help you. Well, what they did was just search out new things. Devil loves that. Ever learning. See?
Yep. Praise the
And they trust in their wisdom.
Yes.
Jews, otherwise, they like the signs, you know.
Sure. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Beautiful.
Yeah, Jesus. What do you like?
I like the word.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, Lord.
For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Now, if any man build upon this foundation, gold, silver, precious stone, wood, hay, stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest. Because it shall be revealed by fire. And the fire shall try every man's work. Hallelujah. Every man. Hallelujah. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved. Yet so is by fire. Why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? Whosoever cometh to me and heareth my sayings and doeth them, I will show you to whom he is like. He is like a man which built an house and dig deep and built, laid the foundation in a rock. Laid the foundation on a rock. And when the flood arose, the stream beat vehemently up on that house. It could not shake it.
Amen.
Where it was founded, build it up on a rock.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Solid.
Hallelujah.
Solid.
On Christ the solid rock.
Yes, Lord. Huh? Yes, praise
the
Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, thank you. Solid.
No other foundation.
No other.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord. And the things of God are like that. They're unchangeable, unmovable, unshakable.
That's right.
Huh? Exactly.
Right.
Nothing can move them.
True.
Your feelings, your emotions, and all your little academic studies. Huh? You got real faith in God. Trials will come. They won't move. See? Huh? That's how you know it's from God. Hallelujah. And if you've got faith, trials will come.
That's right.
Huh?
Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen.
And if you're still standing, it's the faith of God.
Yes. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes.
Hallelujah. Now, of course, the faith of God in men's own will and intention, that's men mix that up.
Amen. Yes.
They are from the truth.
Yes.
Prayer is not something that comes from you.
No.
You don't have to receive this. I'm just telling you. Prayer comes from God.
Yes.
I don't care what you said in English or in the heavenly language or whatever language.
Right.
If it's prayer, it comes from God. That's why it's safe for you to pray from the book. Exactly. Some won't even do that. You don't know what to pray? Save me, Lord, lest I perish. Hallelujah. Oh, we don't do that corny stuff, Pastor. I see. Hallelujah. Have thine own way, Lord. Speak the same thing. Huh? Understand in time. Prove the Bible. Well, men can't prove the Bible. Thank you, Lord. No, we can't. There is proof. God gives the proof, but otherwise.
Praise the Lord.
Proof that the book is the book is from God. He validates it and verifies.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Thank you.
We can send out our questionnaires and evaluations and whatever. Thank you, Lord. Take survey. You know how they do.
Oh, yeah.
But the thing about the truth, it's available.
Amen.
To the lowest.
Yes.
To the least.
Yes.
More so to them than the other.
Right.
That other stuff keeps you from it.
Yes, amen.
And men like to go after that, so they say, I'm getting closer to God. No, you're not. Now, I said yesterday about, you know, asking things. And one of the reasons we ask is to have a sanction from authority. The other reason is to get our will out of it. If we do it like that. If we ask wrong, then we are upset if the answer isn't right. That means we never ask. See? I hold to it. See, we get privileges mixed up with rights. You know, we have ice cream here. Huh? That's not a right. That's not how we look at it. Most of the things we have here. We have AC or air conditioning. Huh? Well, is that a right or privilege, Pastor? That's privilege. See? If we look at it like that, no one will have to say or say thank you. We automatically. And see, prayer, man ought to always pray. That means it's ongoing. That means his heart is always crying for God. It's always crying for righteousness. Not for vengeance. Not for revenge. For God. The righteousness of God. The way of God. Huh? This is what prayer is. It comes from God. I'm not asking you. And it will get rid of all your wayward thoughts. It will help you draw your mind in on the Lord. With a heart of thanksgiving. Mouth filled with praise. See? Hallelujah. I'm going to be done here soon. I have to give thanks to God. I'd be faithful in what the Lord has given me. Now understand, I'm not bitter. Hallelujah. Yeah, sometimes I'm disappointed, but you know, praise the Lord. Nevertheless, the sovereign God has his way. I'm glad about it. In the whirlwind, in the storm. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So, yeah, that's what authority helps you do. It helps you settle conflicts.
Yes. Praise the Lord.
Oh, why don't it work, Pastor? Well, it does work. It does work. Huh? It helps get your will in the right place.
Amen.
Sure. Of course, that's one of the reasons the kids like to grow up. You know, that they can do what they want to do. You know, wear the clothes I like to wear. Thank you, Lord. Sometimes my sisters would change clothes after they left. I've been around. Well, Mom didn't dress them that way. They dressed themselves that way. We don't do that, do we?
I
mean, once God closes, we don't change clothes, do we?
Amen.
Huh? He gives us the garment of praise. We don't put on the dumbness, do we?
Yes, God grace. Hallelujah. Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
I see Gino getting up. Look at Gino, brother. He had trouble getting around. Somehow, though, he gets up and give God glory. And even still, he'll come to me and say, you know, Pastor Wright, sometimes I just don't give God the glory where I should. Isn't that good? What a good confession. Huh? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, God does all things well. You know, he has a pattern so that we can all do the same thing.
Hallelujah.
Oh, that means robots. No, that means sons of God. Huh? Robots don't all do the same thing. Yeah. But we should speak the same thing. Huh? We should be of one heart. Like-minded. Now, this is a spiritual exercise. And as long as you're in the carnal, you're not in there. Hallelujah. You know, the two are contrary. The flesh and the spirit. The flesh lusteth against the spirit. Spirit against the flesh. They are contrary. So sounding off and not sounding off, that's two things contrary.
Right.
So we do one or the other.
Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank
you, Lord. Yeah, Lord.
Glory.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. I got to quit here. All hearts and minds clear?
Yes.
All right. Thank you, Lord.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. He's a good God.
Yes, he is.
Hallelujah. He's a good God.
Yes, he is.
Thank you, Lord.
All right. Oh, bless your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. I am God and I change not.
Amen. Amen. He changes not.
Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. Peter said, we have a more sure word of prophecy.
Amen.
Whereunto you do well that you take heed. As unto a light that shineth in a dark place until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts. Knowing this first, that no prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in old time, by the will of man.
Amen.
But holy men of God spake as they were moved on by the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Now we believe that. Hallelujah. And it have to still be so. Yeah. As God moves on us by the Holy Ghost.
Yes, he does.
We come into the unity
yes.
of the Spirit.
Yes.
Eventually into the unity of the faith.
Yes. Hallelujah.
As we're moved on by the
yes.
Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Well, what's the flesh? It's the resistance of
yes.
the moving on of the Holy Ghost. What is intellect? That's resistance to the moving of the Holy Ghost.
Right.
What is my feeling? That's, again, resistance of the moving of the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
Hmm?
Praise God.
What is preaching? That's your exhortation to be moved on by
yeah,
the Holy
Lord.
Ghost.
Hallelujah.
See? See what I'm saying?
Huh? Yeah,
I know something. I ain't going to be moved, Pastor Rice. Well, make sure you say that right.
Yeah,
in the right context. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You know God knows all about you.
Yes.
He still loves you.
Yes.
We aren't going to do a performance that make God love us. No. If we understand that, we won't need no grief. That all God has given us is as a result of his love. It's not because of any merit. We don't need
it.
We just need to understand
Amen.
That.
Amen. I agree with you.
And that understanding is manifest
yes.
in how we deal with Bakia.
That's right.
And so and so and so and so.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Yes.
Thank you,
Jesus. Absolutely.
I'm telling y'all the truth.
Yes, you are.
Praise the Lord, brother.
Hallelujah.
All right, all right. We prayed for Charlene. We
yes.
send the brothers over to pray for Charlene. Well, we believe that prayer is the most effective weapon.
Yes, it is. Most effective.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We believe we should always pray.
Amen.
Huh?
Yes.
Yeah, with one accord.
Yes.
Y'all all want the kingdom to come, don't
yes.
you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Well, not my will then.
That's right.
Huh?
That's right.
Lord, what would you have me to do?
Yeah, Lord.
Present your body a living sacrifice.
Yeah,
well, we're between a rock and a hard place.
That's right. Praise God.
What do I mean by that? Because every word in the Bible reproves us.
Yes.
Every word. Every, I don't, everyone. And if we can't receive reproof from this book, this King James, then we won't receive it.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, Lord.
Study to show thyself approved unto God. How do we do that? We go on a field trip. Huh? Listen to me, brother. We go on a field trip. Huh? We get put in the situation. That's how we do it. If we can't learn the things of God by us living here, the Greek can't help us. Huh? This is the best learning opportunity. Yes, it is. It's the most revealing opportunity. Huh? Yes, it is. Yes, it is. God chose it. He's going to work his will and good pleasure in it. You all know that the science teachers teach and teach and teach. And then they go on a field trip. Well, here we are. Hey, saints. In the military, we had classroom training, and we had to go do it.
Hallelujah!
Here we are.
Yes, beautiful.
This is God's best learning method.
It is. It is. I agree.
Here we are, disciples.
Yes, amen.
Hallelujah! No, we balk at that.
Hallelujah!
We think, well, I'm Jesus Christ's disciple.
Hallelujah.
I don't pay any attention to anybody else, especially Pastor Rice.
Praise the Lord.
See?
Hallelujah!
And we can't. If we don't understand that we should submit to authority, even to one another, submit yourselves one to another. That means we acknowledge that we are God's children.
Yes, absolutely.
In the fear of the Lord.
Right. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
The Spirit's got to move on us.
Yes, He does.
So here we are studying.
Yes, amen. That's right.
I won't back up.
Amen.
If you think studying is getting your book, you miss. You don't hear what the Spirit said.
Amen.
We're studying now.
That's right, yes.
Jesus found the men. He didn't say, come get your books. He said, follow me. Hallelujah. So here we are. Huh? Being taught by the Lord. Yeah. He's a teacher, you know. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. We don't have to understand all mysteries. No. We just need the grace to know what's contrary. Huh? That's all you. Yeah. Come on.
Amen.
I'm not going to learn Greek to say I don't need it.
That's right.
By the Spirit, I know that I don't need it.
Amen.
I'm telling you. A man had the law. They never could be justified.
No,
still can't.
Amen.
Still can. But we can be justified.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes.
From all the things that
Amen.
The law couldn't justify
right.
us from.
Amen.
Therefore being justified.
Yes. Yes. Hallelujah.
Yeah, this does something to my spirit when I talk about justification.
Yes,
it does.
Oh, yeah.
Hallelujah. Without offense.
That's right. Amen.
Blameless.
Amen.
Faultless.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Now you understand that, don't you?
Yes.
Even though you're all wrong, God made you right. That's exactly. Bro, what deeper understanding do we need? What deeper understanding about this operation of God do we need? Here we all upside down and backwards, and God said, you're right in my sight. Because he believed me.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
We can't get any deeper than that, brother.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. All right. Brother Irwin, I guess you ought to pray for us. We're having minestrone soup today.
Glory to God.
I like minestrone.
Yes.
It uses the fresh vegetables
praise
we have.
Praise the Lord.
How about that? I like using what we have.
Yes,
Lord. You know, the Spirit of God moving up on me calls me to like to be faithful.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Now, when we were at Grace, we had ice cream sometimes. Not as much as here. We considered it a privilege. How about that? Well, you have to be careful. We need to consider that a privilege to be sons of God. Oh, I see. It's yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. What a mighty God.
It's an honor. Privilege and an honor.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. It's not something we deserve. The ice cream is not something we deserve. To make it is not something we deserve to do. See, I have to set the record straight.
Hallelujah.
We think all these things we enjoy, we need to have them. We have to have them.
No.
We deserve to have them.
No.
There are people in Christ that don't have what we
Amen.
Have.
That's exactly right. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
And they're as much a part of the body as we
That's
are.
That's right. Amen. Hallelujah.
There's no difference.
No difference. Amen. Glory to God.
We still have to pass the same test.
Amen, yes.
Whether you have ice cream or not, we'll still have to measure up.
Amen. Glory, hallelujah. It's true.
Ice cream is just a test.
Yes, glory to God.
Some don't do so well.
Amen, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, Lord. Mm-hmm.
So let us endeavor to use what we have.
Amen.
You know. I mean, that's being faithful.
Yes.
And we have so much here. And we have such a vast pool of experience and diversity. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. So all of this stuff that we have, we could get together and find a good way to use it so God would be glorified.
Yes. Praise
Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, coming up, mostly we had beans and potatoes.
Yes.
And the reason was they were cheap.
Yes. Amen. Praise the Lord.
And we had cornbread. We had,
yes,
we had greens.
Yes. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen. And one of my favorites, beans and cornbread.
Yes. Yeah.
Hallelujah. You, I'm not offended
no.
when you do beans and cornbread.
Amen.
I learned to be content with that.
Yes. Yes.
Huh? And I consider it an advantage.
Yeah, Lord.
Really?
Hallelujah.
Man, if I had to have caviar every day, then you call that a blessing?
No.
Absolutely not.
Praise God.
Contentment, you don't need anything.
Amen.
Just like joy. Well, Pastor, don't preach too long.
Come on.
The joy of the Lord.
Yeah, that's right. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, Lord. Hallelujah. Yeah, Jesus. Thank you. Yes, He is my strength.
But I was asked about peanut butter and chocolate for ice cream. We probably don't need to do that. One of the things we need to do is try to eliminate as much of the sugar as we can. And even the honey. Now, y'all want to hear what Brother Sarah said?
Hallelujah.
Really?
Yes.
If you can taste the honey, too much.
Right.
Well, when I had that ice cream Sabbath, too much.
Yep.
See?
Yep.
Oh, that's how Angela liked to do it.
Right.
But too much. I didn't get too much. Too much for me. That's why y'all had as much as you had. I said, enough of this stuff. Absolutely. Everybody isn't in agreement with me. That still, I'm telling the truth.
Yep.
Hallelujah. I'll have to learn how to do that, and I don't need to learn to. I know how to do enough bad stuff. You know, I could learn to like it real sweet, but come on, it would be against me. I learned how to drink the beer and whiskey. Yeah, I did smoke the cigarettes. Yeah, I did. And many other things. But the Lord delivered me. I believe it like that. Some folks say, well, I quit cold turkey. Not me. Them cigarettes at me bound. Yes, they did. One of the first things I did in the morning. One of the last things I did at night. Absolutely. Absolutely. They had me bound. I'm telling the truth. And there were others they had bound, but they wouldn't admit it. Oh, man, I can quit if I want to. They bound. Now, I wanted to quit and couldn't. At least I didn't get it done. Not for long. But the day I got my visitation, God just took it. I still rejoice in that. And many such things, all I have to do is call them to remembrance. It'll lift my countenance. Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. It's marvelous. I told you when I went that day, I wasn't planning on repenting. No, I wasn't. No, I wasn't. I needed to. Somewhere in deep inside, I wanted to. I didn't plan to. See how honest I'm telling you? I took my cigarettes with me. And when I got done, I'm going to smoke them. See? But when I got out, I threw them away. I was glad. There was something going on in the inside. Something I'll never forget. It's still going on. Hallelujah. Of course, I stir it up. Yeah, I cultivate it. Oh, yeah. I stir up this gift within me. I don't quench the spirit. No. Send it on down, Lord. Send it on down. Lord, let the Holy Ghost come on down. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the Lord. All right. Praise the Lord, brother. Hallelujah. What's Charlene doing? Relaxing. That's good. Just tell her, be still. See the salvation of God. All right. Hallelujah. Now, you know, you could be sick and stricken, Pastor, right? Absolutely. Absolutely. One thing I want to do, though, I want to give God glory. Whatever situation I find myself in. I do understand that. Can't you tell by the way I give thanks? Now you tell me you ain't want to give, then you don't really appreciate. I'm just telling y'all. I'm just telling y'all. I'm glad that I can walk. Glad I can talk. I'm glad. I'm glad. I'm glad. I'm glad. I'm glad. He has made me glad. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, Pastor Rice, you look like a fool. But I'm a fool for Jesus. Whose fool are you? Hallelujah. So, I don't. What I say is not for condemnation. And certainly, Brother Sarah said, we don't keep anybody from going to the hospital. Well, I agree with that. It's much easier for me. Absolutely. Imagine me saying, no, sister, we're going to tie you up so you can't go. That wouldn't be good for any of us. No, it wouldn't. No, it wouldn't. No, it wouldn't. That's not even my desire.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
But when I talk to you about faith in God, it's not that's for right. condemnation.
No.
It's even for my own good.
That's right. That's right.
Huh?
Thank you, Lord. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus.
For my own good. I'm not talking about what happens to me. I'm talking about how I respond.
Right. Amen. Glory yes. to God. Yes. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank
you.
And we talk about response every day.
Yes.
In the worship, in the
yes.
prayer.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
In the affliction.
That's right. Amen.
Many of them.
Yes.
But the promise
Amen.
Of God is He will deliver us out of them all.
Amen.
And in them there's a purpose. There's a divine purpose in every affliction. Is God working out some good? Paul said, our light affliction, which are but for a moment, work out for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Now, I believe it's in my heart sufficient that I don't need to grieve.
That's right.
I'm not going to back up. I'm not going to back up.
Amen.
Amen.
We have all that we need.
That's right.
We have Jesus.
Yes.
In Him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead body. Ye are complete in Him.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, time's moving on here. This is July.
Hallelujah.
You imagine that? Of course, God's in charge of this stuff. He only made so much. Y'all know that? And in His wisdom, He said, now, y'all redeemed the time. Don't be slowful.
That's right.
See, since it's time, He said, redeem it. Walk circumspectly. Don't be distracted. Take heed. You know, lest your heart be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness. And you dwell on everything but on me and my goodness.
Praise the Lord.
Huh? Rejoice, brother.
Hallelujah.
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 Brother Mike, how are you doing, man?
Thank you, Jesus.
Better?
Yes, Lord.
You handling it better?
Yes, Lord.
Yeah, we give God the glory. I rejoice when I see old Mike walking. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. He got a beautiful spirit.
Yes, Lord.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Praise the Lord. He give God the glory.
Yeah,
he does.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. All right, we got to pray, Brother Irwin. Minister Tony, good stuff. It helped us to use what we have. One time someone told me, Pastor Rice, you're the only reason we have soup every day.
Praise God.
But I said, so-and-so just said they like this, so I must not be the only reason.
Amen.
Huh?
Thank you, Lord.
Soup is good.
Yes, it is.
Huh?
Thank you,
everybody, anybody ever heard of soup du jour?
Yeah.
Sounds pretty, gourmet, huh? Y'all know what it is? It's leftover.
That's
what we got. Let's put it in. So, hallelujah. We can have soup du jour. Hallelujah.
Father God, we thank you, Lord, for this day. Lord, we have so much to thank you for. Lord, thank you for your salvation. Thank you, Lord, for your patience, your love, your mercy, your grace. Thank you for your help every day. Lord, thanks for looking after your people with your faithfulness. Lord, we just pray, Lord, that we would present our bodies today to do the things you want us to do. Help us, Lord, to look to you, to trust in you, to believe in you, to depend on you completely for everything. All to your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Let the church say amen. Thank you, Brother Patterson, for praying for us.
Thank you, Lord.
All right. All hearts and minds clear?
Yes.
Glory. Oh, Brother Gino, your heart and eye clear, brother? You got a scripture. We want to hear it, brother.
Yeah, this is out of Isaiah
chapter 44. It says here, thus saith the Lord, thus saith the Lord thy Redeemer, and he that formed thee from the womb. I am the Lord that maketh all things, that stretcheth forth the heavens alone, that spreadeth abroad the earth by myself. And these next two verses are the key ones. That frustrateth the tokens of the liars, and make the diviners mad. That turneth wise men backwards, and maketh their knowledge foolish. That confirmeth the word of his servant, and performeth the counsel of his messengers. That saith to Jerusalem, thou shalt be inhabited, and to the cities of Judah ye shall be built, and I will raise up the decayed places thereof. And if I may say one thing, Pastor said, and Brother Stair used to say also, if we, upon hearing the word of God, if we just take it and move in that direction by faith, okay, then God, then the Spirit will undergird us and take us. And this may seem so elementary, but this is one of many, many things I've not given God praise for. But I was thinking about this recently. You know, through this man here, through Brother Stair, through each other, God is trying to save us, saints. God is trying to save us. You know, he's saving us. And, you know, just over the years, I know God would just move on my heart to do things. And I'm just going to give you one example. Okay, the four commands that God gave us. One, get out of the cities. Okay, at that time or about that time, I was living in a city of about a million and a half. I was living around the Philadelphia area. And it wasn't like God just moved. He did it. It wasn't that I said I'm going to do it. But he moved me from a city of a million and a half to a town with less than 300 people. Okay, that was God. I'm not going to take any credit for it at all. You know, get out of the churches. Okay. God just moved, you know, like it. Pretty much every fellowship that I was in they were out of the norm. When I say out of the norm, out of the denominational churches, and that was God, you know. And even my ending up here, you know, if I went through the story, that was God, you know, just the way he did things. So, two, you know, that wasn't me making a conscious decision. That was just God saving me. You know, stop going to the doctors. You know, I've gone to doctors plenty, but, you know, but that's something else God has done. Yep. And this last one, get out of debt. Yep. I've been in debt for 20, 30 years, you know, knowing that I owed money and put my head in the sand and wouldn't pay it. Not that I couldn't have put forth an effort, but as soon as I put forth an effort to pay the debt, then God took it the rest of the way, you know. So all I'm saying is, you know, God performed the counsels of his messengers. You know, this is God's gift to us people. You know, and if we obey him as obeying God, you know, if we believe that God is God and he's has sent us a pastor after his own heart, then we're going to move in that. And God will honor him and God will honor us. God will honor himself. You know, so I just bless God. That's it.
Hallelujah. God bless you, brother. Yeah, that's how Brother Sarah would say it. He said, when we do what the word says, the Spirit will help us. So make a joyful noise to the Lord. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving. Into his courts with praise. Yeah, when we do what the word says, the Spirit will help us. Hallelujah. Or we can do the opposite, just say we don't feel like it. And God ain't helping me. Of course, he's a very present help.
Yes, he is.
Hallelujah.
He is.
When I look around and see all the good things he does for me, I know I'm unworthy of them all. And his blessing he freely gives, I owe my life to him. I've got so much to thank him for. Well, I've got so much to thank him for, so much to praise him for, you see. He has been so good to me. When I think of what he's done and where he's brought me from, I've got so much to thank him for. Maranatha Saints, the Lord is coming.